You're listening to Insight on Capital Public Radio. I'm Beth Ruyak. If you're a fan of blues harmonica player Mark Hummel, you might want to mark your calendar. Mark is at Harrah's in South Lake Tahoe on January 3rd. Then he's at the Harrah's Center in Folsom on the 14th. If you don't know his music and don't know that he's considered one of the greatest living harpists of his generation, you're in for a treat. He's in the studio. He's already tuned up, ready to give us some music. Also with him is Little Charlie Beatty on blues guitar and R.W. Grigsby on acoustic bass. Strum it away. Hi, guys.
Hey, Beth.
Happy holidays.
I like your necklace there.
Oh, you can handle this. I'm going to make it flash. I have one of those really crazy flashing holiday necklaces. There you
I'm
go.
I'm going to have to. I'm going to have to wear one of those instead of doing my house.
Hey, 2014
so
was
easier.
A good year for you, wasn't it, Mark?
Yeah, it was.
Nominated
yeah,
for
yeah.
a Grammy.
Actually, for all of us, we've been busy.
Yeah, you've all been working, and the awards are coming in. And Remembering Little Walter was really highly acclaimed, critically acclaimed, and awarded. What worked about that?
Well, we had a great. Actually, some of the guys that are on the show shows you mentioned are actually on that record as well. Charlie Musselwhite, who's going to be at Harrah's Center, and Billy Boy Arnold, who's at Harrah's Center. Are both going to be on these shows as well, and they were on the tribute to the Remembering Little Walter CD.
There are a lot of people that say anytime you talk about Little Walter, the music is going to be good to great to off the charts. But the way you produce this and the way everybody brought in their piece of it is really the magic in the album. Do you think that's right?
I do. I mean, I think that you had guys that were all Little Walter fans to begin with, but have been playing harmonica long enough that they've all developed their own styles.
So the album
really helped a lot.
Excuse me, the album won Best Blues Album of the Year and Best Traditional Blues Album of the Year at the 2014 Blues Music Awards. I feel so fortunate to have the three of you in studio and you're ready to play live. Let's hear some music.
Okay, this is by a guy that was one of the influences. We're doing a Bluebert Records tribute on these blues harmonica blowouts that are coming up. And two of the influences of Little Walter were a guy named Sonny Boy Williamson the first, who was John Lee Williamson, and the other is a guy named Jazz Gillum. And I'm going to do one of Jazz Gillum's songs right now with these guys. So this is one called Reefer Head Woman. And I think most people out there know what we're talking about. One, two, three.
So sound. I don't know why my baby sleeps so sound. She must have smoked some good reefer and it's bound to carry her down. When I left home this morning, my baby was sleeping sound. When I left home this morning, my baby was sleeping sound. For her to catch up with me, she had to run like a full bloodhound. I'll play it, Charlie. Shake her mom down. If you got a good woman, please don't carry her around. If you got a good woman, please don't carry her around. She will get full of reefer, gonna raise sand all over this town.
Mark Hummel with Charlie Beatty, and these are not musicians' hours, and you are rocking, Charlie. I'm impressed.
Well, you know, I'm still considering this last night.
I love that. RW just stands there in the back and just looks over the scene, right?
I just stay up all night just to get ready for this. You know?
Like I said, I'm so thankful you're here. It's Mark Hummel's Blues Harmonica Blowout 2015 in January the 3rd and the 14th. We have details on our website. We have a minute or two before you give us a holiday song. You want to give me a shorty of something?
Yeah, let's do that good gal.
The Sunny holiday boy. Song?
No, not we're going to do this and then the holiday
song. Oh, okay,
song.
Okay.
So this is one by John Lee Sonny Boy Williamson. This guy was a huge influence on Little Walter. And all the artists that recorded for Bluebird Records in the 1930s and early 40s were really the architects of the Chicago blues that came in the 50s.
Okay.
So it's a really important kind of, as Little Charlie called it, fertilizer for the flowering of Chicago blues. That doesn't mean it's what it sounds like.
He's more poetic than that.
Yes,
I know.
That's right.
Yes.
All right. So here we go. This is one called Good Gal by Sonny Boy Williamson.
Well, I've got something to tell you soon as I get the chance. You use me for your regular life to be your man. Good gal, good gal, I don't want you no more. Good gal, good gal, I don't want you no more. I used to make $1 million soon as I squeeze my breath. To make a dollar, gotta sing my poor self to death. Good gal, good gal, I don't want you no more. Good gal, good gal, I don't want you no more. Well, you said you didn't love me, cause I lost my voice. Tell me I ain't doing nothing but making a lot of noise. Good gal, good gal, I don't want you no more. Good gal, good gal, I don't want you no more. Good gal, I don't want you
This is really a song that is considered the African-American version of White Christmas. Did you know that?
I did not know that.
Yes. Merry Christmas, Baby. This is written by a guy named Charles Brown, who was a pianist and a singer, and he was extremely popular, but we're going to do more of a countrified version of this song.
You guys ready?
Yep.
Thanks, guys. Happy holidays to all of you.
Well, thank you.
All right. January 3rd at Harris in South Lake Tahoe. Folsom at the Harris Center on January 14th. That's Insight for today. In fact, this is our final live show of the year. On Christmas Eve, you'll hear our holiday sound advice that we recorded a few weeks ago at the Crocker. And during New Year's week, we put together a few of our best of 2014 segments. Thanks for helping us enjoy another terrific year of Insight. I'm Beth Ruyak. Insight senior producer is Jen Picard. Our producer is James Morrison. Our digital editor is Marnette Federis. We had help from morning producer Cody Drabble. Insight's technical director is Mark Jones. Our executive producer is Joe Barr. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year, too.